everything's running smoothly.
Yo, yo, yo! What is going on? It's that time, that Yippee Friday! It's KC Morning Show. Peter Sweeney, editor-in-chief, boss man across the line. What's going on, buddy?
Good morning, Hartzell. It's a good day to be a Kansas Cityan. It's Friday, which means our show is presented by our good friends at Charlie Hustle. So,
yeah!
Wow. I mean, what a great deal that is. If you're just waking up...
I mean, don't oversell it, Pete. My God, man.
If you're just waking up in Kansas City, it is around 80 degrees at 10 a.m. You need your real feel, though, on that, right?
Break me off with a real feel. Break me off, Pete.
Yeah, it's 4 degrees more, so it feels like 84. Humidity of 70%. So,
there you go.
It could get a little hot today. You know, sneaky hot. Not super hot, but sneaky hot. Where you're in your 80 degrees-ish, and that could get as high as 88 in the afternoon. But with that real feel, I mean, you got to be careful. It's one of these things where you got to be careful walking to lunch, because you walk to lunch and your clothing is not right on point. You may
Where are we going with this, Pete?
You may be walking back to the office with a pool of sweat in your t-shirt or something like that.
Yeah. Maybe a wet ass t-shirt, as all the kids are saying now, right? Is that what that means?
Yeah, wet.
Isn't that
new song? It's wet.
Yeah, no, it's WAP. It's wet ass
wet.
Polo.
Polo. Oh, WAP. Okay.
Yeah, polo, like the polo shirt. We nailed it.
Partly cloudy with late night showers or thunderstorms, low near 70 degrees. Saturday, mostly sunny. Sunday, mostly sunny. High of 83 and high of 85. So, good looking weekend. Good looking weekend for you there.
Almost as good looking as that man right there. That meteorologist man, Peter M. Sweeney. The M stands for meteorologist man, chief meteorologist of this KC Morning Show.
Yeah, meteorologists in the city as far as good looking power rankings. I'm probably at number three, behind Lindsay at number two, and of course, Breezy Leezy bringing in with that beautiful bald round head.
I love that I didn't have to ask you the question. I didn't have to ask you where you would rank. I didn't have to begin to guess. You just know, like, hey. Yeah. You know where you rank.
Yeah, it's reality. I'm okay with that, though. You know what I mean?
Ain't nobody touching Lezak. And I think Gary knows that. Like, I don't want to say, like, I want to believe that Gary's a humble man. But I also think that Gary's self-aware in his stardom. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He knows. He knows. Yeah. And he's earned his flex, to be honest.
Yeah, I mean, Santa Claus isn't going to lose sleep over the Easter Bunny. Is
okay. How you been, Pete? How was your Wednesday? How was your Thursday? Here we are, Yippee Friday. How you been?
Pretty good. I had cookies delivered yesterday from Instagram. It's a new Instagram called My Cookie Dealer out of New York, and they only push cookies randomly when it's like a pop-up cookie bar in the internet. They push cookies randomly when they tweet, similar to what would be a pop-up bar in like Kansas City or elsewhere. And
okay,
the cookies got delivered yesterday. Funfetti cookies, there's red velvet cookies, chocolate cookies. I got chocolate chip cookies, Heath bar cookies. I wanted to get a Pop-Tart cookie, but they sold out before I could hit that button. So,
hold on, I don't get this. So, because I've never seen or heard of this before. So, it's just like a, think of it like an Instagram ad kind of deal, but it's like a pop-up cookie joint.
My cookie dealer, yeah. Yeah.
My cookie dealer. I got a few dealers. I could use a new
Instagram. Yeah, this may be good. It might fit with the other dealer, actually. Not easy to say.
They could complement, if you think about it. If you get the one guy, then I got my dessert guy to go after that.
Mm-hmm. Huh. Yeah, this could be a nice setup for you. But the problem is they're based out of New York, which is how I heard about them. And delivering to Kansas City, it is a 3 or 4 day wait. So you got to really plan ahead. This is an escapade where you're really going to have some plans in place. But hey, listen, you might be able to pull that off. Good for you if you can. Okay. Anyway, they came to me yesterday. Pretty good. I was impressed. So check out My Cookie Dealer. My sister told me about it first. Shout out to my sister. Beautiful. I also, yesterday, Hartzell, I had a bar installed into my living room. So for the new apartment. Yeah.
Whoa, hold on. What kind of bar are we talking? Because My mind goes many different directions here.
Yeah, it is a, it's like a walk-in bar. So you enter the living room, and in the corner of it, we got like a nice mini bar where I can walk behind it.
Oh, you know what? You know what? This is just where my head's at. You say bar, and my head went to pole. No. Like, I don't know why I thought you were installing a bar like pole deal.
Yeah, no, that's next
your
week.
Living room.
Yeah,
okay, that's on me. That's my apologies. You like did an actual like a bar, like you're serving drinks and stuff.
Yeah, it's
oh, okay, less exciting, but I get it.
Well, it isn't something that like was on IKEA or something. I got a commission by a friend of a friend, so it fits the room. It's nice and cozy. I actually ordered an ice bucket for it yesterday because I'm gonna have to transport the ice from my fridge to this little like mini bar. And it's legit. I mean, it's got shelving above me. Will be the wine glasses, like a chandelier.
Is that when you know you're an adult? Like when you start getting things commissioned, it's not just me going out to like Target, going to Walmart.
Right.
You're now getting things commissioned. Like you saw a spot in your house and you said, you know what? I need to get a thing made. I need to get a thing that isn't even made right now.
Right.
For this spot right here.
It was in my brain. And you know what? If you can get it local, which I did. It's cheaper than IKEA anyway. It certainly would have been cheaper with what I did than going to IKEA. So that's exciting. Really.
Why did you choose to buy a bar in the middle of a pandemic though? You bringing people over? Are you still saying, well, damn your distancing? You threw your mask in the trash months ago.
Well, I I don't believe in the election infection. You know what I mean? No. This was something that I thought I wanted to do even prior to, the pandemic. And even so, I mean, I'm sure we're about to talk about it in the news, but with the mask order and the 50% order being extended, why not go double down on having small gatherings at home?
Yeah.
Not saying blowouts where you have 15 people, but 3 or 4 people and you get the home bar and you bring Kelly's to the house as opposed to the other way.
And there's just something about when you have your own space and you get a chance to get something like that's boozy related. Like I'm going through a thing now at the new spot where I want to get the old school like decanter deals. So I want to have like my rum in this one. I want my whiskey in this one. Like to me, that seems like class, you know, like just a step up.
When you first mentioned that you were going boozy for your new apartment, I only have seen pictures. I thought you were maybe dumping beers into the plants. I said, well... Plants are not going to grow if you just dump beer into them. They need water.
I am a plant daddy, and you've seen them. Man, my plants are thriving, Pete. You'd be so proud of me, man.
What are you? You've been bebopping around the bottoms, it looked like to me.
Ayo, that's another good shot of mine. My Insta. Tell you what, I don't know who runs the West Bottoms Historical Society. In fact, I don't even know if that's a real thing. But y'all should be reaching out to me because we could do a thing. We should collaborate.
The WBHS, yeah. It's a pretty big group down there. If there were more people in the bottoms, I think you'd be certainly the king of the people. But when you went to the bottoms, now the population is 9 people instead of like 8. So it's a long way to go. But I think it's going to grow. It'll eventually grow from 9 to 10.
The bottoms is popping, man. There's plenty of us out here. All right. Okay. I got to fix the smell. That's the first thing on my agenda as mayor of the West Bottoms. I got to fix the smell.
Call that a city fart. And no one really dealt it, but you're driving through a weird area, you get that stench. Ugh.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than that.
That's on me.
That's prevalent at different spots in the bottoms. I actually used to like, I will say this, I used to like the old school Boulevardia. I've been in Kansas City long enough for like the West Bottoms where it was still a little bit grungy. I've seen it go in a direction of like, I've talked about this with bands before, where it's almost just like a little too commercial at this point for me. I loved when it was like still with the dirt roads. There were these
we got a purist over here, y'all. Watch out. Watch out.
There were these like ratty boots where you're actually selling this like here in the dirt. Like it was awesome, man. But
I was walking around the perimeter of where Boulevardia was that first year. Like I was walking the dog.
So great.
Yesterday. I don't know how we were able to fit all those people in this little tiny space. There was no room. That first year Boulevardia, which was basically just where it's basically my radius of where I live right now.
They got to go back to that.
Right next to haunted houses and all that stuff. There's no way they can't do it. There's no more space. We have now outgrown the little West Bottom space, I think, for Boulevardia. So
no,
but
well, there should be something else then. You should work on another music festival to bring down there.
Listen, I'll have all kind of platforms. All right, as mayor, it is my duty to make the West Bottoms great again.
And Hearts of Palooza.
I can accept that responsibility. Ooh, can you imagine? Ooh, I like this. No, I want to do it something different. I want to do like Hunger Games, Heartsoul. I want to do like a full on like human scavenger hunt in the West Bottoms. I feel like that's got legs to it.
Sure. Hunting humans, most dangerous game. Boom. Not a bad idea. Yeah, just got to get that permit and people sign waivers for hunting fellow humans. I would say Hearts of Palooza, you know, would be the marquee on that, would be the glass animals who you've now interacted with on Twitter. And, you know, it's one of
Yo, real quick, follow up to the glass animal story, sent me a DM. In fact, where's my phone at? Hold on.
Yeah.
Lead singer.
You're becoming a parody of yourself, really. It's.
Oh, shut up.
I was wondering if glass animals.
See that? See that? See that? Yeah. That DM from a verified account?
No, that's
account?
The wrong DM. That's a, what is that? Oh, okay. Put that away. Sorry. That's the wrong DM.
Those are
Okay, come on. Come on, man. Family
listen
show.
To this. Listen
I was
to
wondering this. If glass listen animals was in on the joke.
You see that? Four hearts. They sent me four purple hearts and said, thank you and the Buzz fam for getting us here. By us, he means glass animals because this is the lead singer sending me a DM on Instagram. No big deal. Send my love to everyone, he says. He wants me to send his love to the rest of my coworkers at a radio station. So, I mean, that's a lot of responsibility he put on me. Thank you, Dave, for entrusting me with that kind of responsibility. Guess what? I sent them your love and they got it. They received it.
The undercard of Hearts of Palooza would, of course, be the greeting committee. And there's no doubt about it. It would be greeting committee followed by glass animals.
Make this an either or thing. Don't make this a
special,
competition.
A lot of special My Cookie dealers would be the boots. And
hey, real quick, since we you just did a you just somehow got me going into this either or competition. I saw this thing on BuzzFeed. Yeah, let's do this real quick. I hate doing BuzzFeed radio, but this actually.
You say that every time, and then we get the next edition of BuzzFeed radio.
This one's a good one. Decide on the winner of these pop culture rivalries, all right? This one, it fits what we're talking about. Okay, BuzzFeed, this one just got released today. Best boy band of the 90s, either or, NSYNC or the Backstreet Boys?
It's NSYNC.
NSYNC? It is.
Backstreet Boys.
Not even close. Backstreet Boys 63% to NSYNC's 37. 42,000 votes versus
Boys,
25,000.
Backstreet Boys low-key wasn't even really a boy band to me.
I'm going to put you on the spot fast on this one. Best superhero, Marvel or DC? This is according to BuzzFeed.
Not a question for me. I could care less about that question.
Well, the answer, of course, is DC. And, I was okay. 88% said that I can go kick rocks. Okay, Marvel, but yeah. 88%.
Well, Marvel has all those movies. They have like 20, over 20 movies. It's like they're doing Star Wars right. You know what I mean?
Okay, here we go. I'm going to move on from everything you just said. Powerhouse vocal of the 90s. Over here talking mess on Star Wars. Powerhouse vocal of the 90s, Pete. Whitney or Mariah?
Oh, come on. It's Mariah.
Gotta be Mariah. Let's see. Survey says, BuzzFeed says that you don't know what you're talking about. The definitive 2000s pop icon, Pete, Christina Aguilera or Britney Spears?
It's Britney. Bitch. But Christina was really good. I was more of a Christina guy, but I, you know, talking about the people.
I expected a better showing. Okay, 14% according to BuzzFeed for Christina Aguilera, whereas 86% say that Britney Spears is your definitive pop icon. 55,000 votes. Let's do one more. Which social media platform can you not live without, Pete? Because you're editor-in-chief, you're a big deal. Twitter, Insta, or TikTok? TikTok, I feel like that's over the head of both of you and me. So out of those three though, Pete, what would you go with?
I probably use Twitter more, but like on a work capacity, I for some reason I can't open my phone without checking Instagram. I don't know how it's done it to me. It is locked in my brain. I probably should shake that habit because it wastes a ton of time. I almost wouldn't want to see the amount of time I've spent on Instagram.
We both have the biggest followings on Twitter. So let's go Twitter and see what that one is. Oh, we are not close. Instagram with 65%. So Pete, you're kind of right on that. 39,000 votes. TikTok with 21%. And then Twitter with 14. The TikTok thing, I got to speed it up or what? I don't know. Maybe it doesn't matter now because Trump Trump Daddy wants to ban it, but I just don't get TikTok, but I guess the kids love it. The kids apparently do. We got Sean Edwards back. Pete Shedward's back on the show. It's been a couple of weeks since we've had our movie man on his program.
He loves movies and Cavassier, which is two things I love. So,
but you know what we love on this show? Not only do we love Sean Edwards and Cavassier, we also do love the news, man. So take me to the news, man.
It is Friday, August 14th, presented by Charlie Hustle. Let's do the news.
In other news,
this city needs its news.
News team, assemble!
The news, man. Now it's a Friday edition of your KC Morning Show. On your Friday show, you get what's called the freestyle on a Friday. Peter F. Swinging the F stands for, in fact, freestyle. My man freestyles your news intro, takes some headlines, wraps them up real nice, shines them up real nice.
That's right.
And does that thing he does. I'm vamping for you. Did you remember to do this? I'm over here trying to give you some more time.
Just
I can keep going. Okay.
I'm going to just do my best.
Woo! Here we go, Pete. Are you ready? Are you ready to break him off with them bars from the editor-in-chief of Arrowhead Pride? Should I count you in? Are you ready?
Sure.
Here we go. A 5, 6. Here we go. A 5, 6, 7. Here we go, Pete.
If you don't like the KC Morning Show, you could go ahead and kick rocks. Because guess what? We're better than shock jocks. Always hitting you with the BuzzFeed radio. Pete, those beats, why are you so hateyo? Light up all them fuses because we're about to hit you with the hardcore newses.
Oh, wow. Oh, dear.
Petey Badass.
You know what? Here's the thing. I felt a more aggressive tone,
yeah.
You know, and I think maybe that was I think that's what may have got you this week, is that I think you came in wanting to maybe make it a little bit more raw, a little bit more gritty. And I think that you lost that whimsy spirit of fun that is so normal on these Freestyle Fridays, Pete. It was almost like an album 2 or 3 deal. Like you lost the purest, the purity of what got you here. You lost that.
Right. Well, one of my influences is Kid Cudi, so that would make sense. I did go raw and it did feel better. So that's not surprising either.
Yippee-fri-yay. COVID!
Coronavirus here in the metro. 335 new cases reported this evening. Kansas City, Missouri has recorded more than 620 new cases just this week. New COVID-19 cases in the city are up 89% in the last month.
Okay, so with that encouraging news, you may have saw all over your social medias, or maybe you saw late breaking last night that Mayor Q, he has extended that order. Mask. That's going to be a 2020 thing, and looks like now going to be creeping over into 2021. So mask up. Get used to it.
Now, Kansas City, Missouri's mask requirement is going to be extended until mid-January. Mayor Quentin Lucas says that and the other restrictions are going to have to stay in place because the virus is just not going away. Most of the recent cases are in long-term care facilities, retirement communities, and young adults in their 20s and 30s.
The assumption is that that's bars and restaurants and others, but I continue to be concerned, and I know the health department is, with informal spread at house parties, informal spread at any number of organizations and areas.
The city's bars are restricted to 50% capacity. The mayor says that they may look at that again in the near future.
So until there's a widely available vaccine, this is coming from Mayor Q, COVID-19 is here to stay with serious potential health consequences for those infected. Wearing a mask, social distancing, and basic hygiene continue to be the most effective way to mitigate the spread of COVID-19. So Pete, as much as you love wearing your mask, and I tell you what, nobody pulls it off better than Peter M. Swin. The M stands for mask man. You can get used to it. now through 2021, man. What's going on? What you think?
I think it's. I mean, it's obviously a mistake. There's no reason to, I think, put the mask order through 6 months. And I'm sorry. As much as
Hold on, are you for real? Or are you joking? I can't tell. Hold on. Let me look at this.
I'm 100%. There's no science behind doing it for that long. I would understand wanting to do it for 3 months, but you know, this 4 or 5 month thing. What's going to happen? What if there's all of a sudden?
What's so bad about wearing one? Do you think, like, I honestly am under
because you just might not need it with that much time. We don't know. No one knows this virus, and that goes for both ways. So you should be taking caution, of course, right now where we are. But we don't know where we're going to be in December. I mean, that's 4 months away. I just don't know.
Is it so bad to wear one? Like, I feel like this is going to be one of those things where mask is going to be. Everyone's going to be wearing them forever now.
Not when there's a vaccine, which we don't know when it's coming in either direction. So right now we need one. But if a vaccine is suddenly available in December, then all of a sudden we're wearing masks through January. Like, why do it that much in advance? It was just so unnecessary. You can do it almost month to month.
We're going to wear masks forever, though. Is going to end up fizzling out as far as us wearing those? I think that's going to be a trend that stays forever and ever.
I'm saying it might be through 2021. No, it's not going to be forever. I mean, no plague is forever. It might be through 2021, but I'm saying maybe let's go a month at a time. Let's go 2 months. Yeah, who knows? Maybe there's this vaccine that cures it. I mean, I know Russia's talking out of their ass, but they've said that they've had one. I don't think that's completely true, but I talked to a scientist, Rarehead Pride. She was saying that it may come at the end of this year, beginning of next. I don't know if there's just enough data to be making decisions that are that far in advance. I didn't love it. I don't know.
I just think masks are here to stay. I just think that's going to be a thing that we're going to bedazzle the S out of these things. And I think wearing masks is going to be the new frontier. I see it being a lot more like what you see in, you know, Asian countries, where it's just kind of not so much of a stigma to just have a mask on, you know?
Yeah, I just don't think that'll be the case in America. I think eventually we'll take these things off. It might be 2022, but I just don't think they're here to stay forever.
So this is from the Kansas City Health Department Director, Dr. Archer. You've seen him. He's been pretty vocal on social media now. It is now obvious to everyone that COVID-19 is not going away over the next 5 months. As we move out of the summer and into the fall and winter, we'll still be confronting this health emergency. Our cases continue to rise with a 115% increase in the 20 to 29 age group. So here we go. Interesting. Yeah. So that's the exact date, January 16, 2021. 2021. Oh, yeah. Who would have? I mean, this is just wild, man. Like, I was promised Easter. Do we not remember we were promised Easter? Somebody told me this thing's going to be evaporated and gone by Easter. We were sold a bill of goods.
It's a case now, and it just is reality where you're just in your life, you're going to be literally just crossing off 2020. Like, it just it's not going to be a real year. And that's my thing. I think maybe that's where it hits me the most with this order. It's like, not only is it just January 1, we're really going to like commit to carrying this into 16 days of 2021. It just is, it's off-putting. And I mean, might be correct. It just is like, it's just fatigue. The fatigue is real.
The KC budget. If you thought that mask fatigue was bad, apparently nobody likes being broke. Nobody likes being broke, including the city. And now we've got some, we've got some decisions that have to be made.
Furloughs and a cut in services, including snow plowing this winter. Kansas City needs to slash $50 million from its budget after COVID-19 caused a decrease in tax revenue. So the cuts mean 13 people will lose their jobs. 53 open positions will be scrapped. That doesn't include emergency services, however. The city also reducing mowing for parks and boulevards, tree trimming, and it's outsourcing street projects. All the changes total more than $23 million, leaving a $26 million gap. To close it, the city plans to furlough most city workers for a week, expand the hire and freeze, and draw at least $12 million from the reserve fund.
So trying to make up for, $50 million in lost COVID revenue. They said the hiring freeze for all positions paid more than $15 an hour, a 1 week furlough, cutting all departments with the exemption of aviation and water. So there you go.
Odd to think about. At the beginning of this, we were like, wait, Kansas City's cutting the art department? And now it's unfortunately the first thing to go. And there has to be way more stuff. And it's like, man, things escalated quickly.
You know? Yeah, we were losing money before this thing started.
Right. So now,
Yeah, we got a piggy bank or something, right? That's what I do. That's what I always do.
I wish there was like a monster piggy bank we could just crack into at this point. Yeah.
When I was playing sports on Missouri's side, we call it Misha. Not sure what you guys call it, but they are trying to make plans in the event that these fall sports end up having to get canceled. Will we see the fall high school football being taking place on the fields in spring? These are all things that are up on the table.
Missouri just paved the way for alternate seasons. So if a sport cannot go in the fall, the Missouri State High School Activities Association says it can be postponed to spring, meaning we could see high school football games come March.
See, let's talk about things like that, about how there are, you know, some alternatives to maybe not having to play football for these kids in the fall. And that's okay. It sucks. We're doing this thing live, but, we're debating which way to go about doing this, Missouri says, hey, maybe we can push this stuff to the spring. We had yesterday, I believe it's on the Johnson County side, some kids and their parents, they're out letting their voices be heard that they want to play. They say, let the kids play.
You'd never think that the state championship would run through the Johnson County Board of Commissions meeting, but for the sake of fall sports and activities, today it does.
I think it's awesome. Shows us how many people are actually like fighting with us and want the same thing as us.
Let them play was the message that students and parents delivered to the board on Thursday. The Johnson County Department of Health uses gating criteria to help schools and parents make decisions. They partnered with school districts to create the format.
When we put out the gating criteria that it is safer to open schools when the level of transmission in the community is low.
The Missouri State High School Activities Association, they are still planning on beginning everything on August 10th with competitions beginning on August 28th, but they said that everything is up for grabs. Everything is still very much on the fly, Pete. So we'll see. Schools are advised to assign what's called a point person to be in charge of keeping their community informed on the constantly changing guidance and overseeing mitigation strategies. Okay. I mean, this is wild when you think about it. We started this pandemic in like fairly decent weather. I mean, we haven't thought about this stuff. Like restaurants, we're surviving a lot of it because of the curbside and the, street side stuff. Like we're getting ready to get in the fall and winter, man. Like if folks aren't going to be going inside because we shouldn't be doing it, in covered spaces, well, if it's snowing outside, it's not going to be so easy to make that work, on the curb. So we're going to have a whole new set of challenges. I hope that we've thought about. Part of me thinks that we haven't. Like most of me thinks that we haven't actually.
Well, there's just, that I think is to me the struggle with like closing. And I understand it might have to, but there's going to be so many businesses that just straight up aren't going to open again. That's just a fact. Like, and it is, how do you recover from that? Are you going to recover from that? Like, is Kansas City not going to see that many small business type of restaurants? Like, is it just going to be chains? The problem I think you've run into is that there's just like no right answer because it is too dangerous for things to go back to normal. If things don't go back to normal, your business is going to die. What do you do? Do you find a new career? It must be crazy. And to have those decisions and make those decisions it's unfair. And it's just a matter of being like unlucky as all hell, being born
and
in
we
the
can
wrong
say
year,
that, right?
Starting your business in the wrong year.
Right. And we should absolutely say that. And it's okay to say that. You know what? This is so collectively this is not fair. No one deserved this. Like, we should absolutely say that. Like, let's not beat each other up. Let's remember that, hey, none of us saw this coming. None of us asked for any of this, but here we are. And it's okay to say that this is just the worst. And it's okay because it is the worst. In fact, man, I should have played this earlier. I should have played this when I knew that Pete was so anti-mask. Man, I'm so angry at myself.
Don't put words in my mouth. I'm not anti-mask. Is anti-making sweeping 5-month decisions. I just don't think we know enough either way.
I should have played this after you said that. So now you can have your fight with Uncle Joe, Pete. You and Joe can hash it out at the flagpole.
Joe Biden and Kamala Harris getting briefed by doctors on the coronavirus today.
Every governor should mandate mandatory mask wearing. The estimates by the experts are it will save over 40,000 lives in the next 3 months.
The president did not wear a mask publicly until last month.
This America. Be a patriot. Protect your fellow citizens.
Tonight, the president jumped on that.
Joe Biden would allow rioters and looters and criminals and millions of illegal aliens to roam free in our country. He wants the federal government to issue a sweeping new mandate to law-abiding citizens.
So we may or may not be getting a national mask order. Well, we can tell you right now, as long as 45 is in there, we're probably not going to get one. But is that on the table in a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration? Maybe. Maybe. We'll see. They said they could save a bunch of folks if you wear them for a little bit.
I think maybe it's the language that's annoying to me. I'd almost rather an indefinite mask order than telling people it's January 2021. In a world where we're just like I'm more upset about the timetable. In a world where there's little hope, which is what we just discussed. Now you're telling people, yeah, 5 months minimum.
So what do you think if you did another shutdown? Do you think that'd be enough or what? I'm curious.
I love Q, man. Like Mayor Q's been great to us. He's been great to come on the show. He also said that you're going to be in the bars by summer on this show. You know, now we're going longer in the other direction, and it's like now you're giving no hope. So you tried to give us hope, and now there's no hope. Like I said, I'd rather be indefinite and say this is just reality for a while. Then now you give people like, okay, so
the start-stop approach.
Football might be in the spring, maybe. Who knows? Because we're going to be wearing masks until then. If it's just indefinite, we're just wearing them until it's deemed safe. I don't know the language behind it.
Do you think does it lose some of the muster if we just say it's indefinite and we keep our blinders on, I guess?
I think people are going
to
wear
them. Or are we already past that anyway?
People, for whatever reason, have decided if I'm going to wear them or not. I, of course, will wear them as long as it's deemed that you have to and that's the best course of action. But again, just to like not run and readdress it when the new year is here and just see like where we're at and give yourself even the option. I mean, I don't expect things to be normal in December, but now if and miraculously they were and there was a vaccine and things are starting to get better, you leave yourself no option.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's where I'm at.
Listen to this for me. I want you to listen to this jingle. I'm sure you've heard it before. Okay, so we are familiar with this, correct, Pete? We know the ice cream jingle.
Mr. Softy.
Uh-huh. This one's a pretty well-known staple. But did you know, and this actually was a bit of news to me, to be honest with you. So this jingle does have with it some racist undertones, okay? So it started off as something from the British and an Irish folk song, but took a sad turn when it made it to the U.S., okay? It became a big banner background noise in minstrel shows back in the early 20s and 30s. Blackface performers were known to use it's called Turkey in the Straw is the name of the song. And so yeah, it was known to be something that was played very often in blackface and minstrel shows. So that was that. A lot of folks don't know that when they hear it in the ice cream jingle. So it has been reclaimed. My man RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan doing his own version of the ice cream jingle. Let me see if I can pull this up for us and get this queued up. He's updated it for us, Pete. So he has updated the ice cream jingle. It's about to hit this beat. Here we go. So RZA is dropping that new sweet cold beat and also trying to educate in the meantime. So he's trying to show some education on the history of some hidden racism in our country, and also showing how it's so prevalent you didn't even know it. It was something that was in our ice cream jingle, and now he has made his new one.
If that jingle is gone, and it sounds like it is, I think would be cool is like they do with high school bands, where the bands start to play like the newest hip song, ringtone song on there. For their high school football team, for example, mm-hmm. You just get a machine that plays like the latest jam. What did we say before? WAP? WAP.
Yes. Let's
and
get
you
that.
You could play that jingle through, like, with the bells, or like, you know what I mean? Like the newest rap song or whatever like that. I Need a Girl Part 2 with the bells. You know?
Yeah, I got a, you know, WAP in this situation could be wet ass popsicles. Am I right?
Look, maybe that was the wrong song to pick.
That was absolutely the wrong song to pick.
I'll be the first to admit that. But yeah, like where you're getting a machine that almost plays the songs with the ice cream bells.
I'm a fan. Color me aroused. I'm excited for that one. Pete, last story for you. Last one. Homeless man honestly stole my hustle. This is something I should have thought of a long, long time ago.
It was clear that someone had been living there. There were blankets, there were personal items like shaving cream and things that someone had been using. This man had been walking around, going to the merchandise store, wearing the merchandise, and going where the food is kept, and really just made himself at home in the stadium.
So this guy literally made himself at home. He found a way to get inside. The 39-year-old kicked out of the luxury suite of the Lang Stadium in St. Petersburg. He had shaving cream. There was a razor. I don't know how he got in there, though. No one is saying how he actually got in. Because, you know, as someone who works, you know, at Sporting, like, you know, those suites are just, they're open. You know, everything's still in there, even when there's no games. They're still equally as cozy when there's nothing on the field. I don't understand how he would have got in there. They went to the surveillance footage, and they saw a man they didn't recognize. They saw some weird shadowy figures who were walking around. They realized that this man had been walking around, going into the merchandise store, wearing the merchandise, and going where the food was kept, said the St. Petersburg police. Made himself right at home. He went into where the players had their personal items, helped himself to some of their clothes, and looks like he stole around a little bit over $1,000 in team merch, and helped himself to about $250 worth of drinks. Can't knock that hustle, man.
Good for him.
Go fight, win. It's the KC Morning Show.
The KC Morning Show.
Ooh, what you got today? What you got on this time? Look up. Look up for me. I can't see you.
Oh, I got the run it back, T.
There welcome it is. Run it back.
Welcome into the Charlie Hustle segment of our program. Beautiful, beautiful new collection, Arrowhead collection, as football starts to get going here. Training camp is live. So they got the Arrowhead Stadium flyover tee, Kansas City football. Mm-hmm. Back. That's the rally cry this year for the Chiefs as they try to get that Super Bowl win for the second season in a row. Charlie Hustle's got a wide variety of t-shirts for you, though. If you're not even a football, they got new masks. They got a kids collection. They got a
bunch of new masks out, actually.
They got your communities. They got Kansas, Nebraska, Arkansas. I was going to say Arizona. They don't have Arizona.
Arizona wishes
yeah.
It could.
Yeah. Good luck. Good luck trying to get into the Charlie Hustle brand. Anyway, so if you want one of these shirts, you can go into the store or online. You can use the promo code KCMS20, get you 20% off. It's KCMS20, 20% off of your Charlie Hustle t-shirts.
One more time. And I want you to bring it to me as if Radio Henry was here right in front of me.
KCMS20. Third time in 10 seconds.
Greetings, Hartzell. Search the force and a tremor I have felt. It was you. Your ego just busted a planet.
The KC Morning Show.
Been way too long. It's Friday, y'all. Flicks on Friday. That means we are joined by Fox 4 film critic, also your KC Morning Show film critic, Sean Edwards. How you been, bro? That's been too long. I missed you, man.
Yeah, man. I missed you too, man. I'm just like, I'm holding it down, man. I bet the pandemic's been all right for me. I've been holding it down. It's funny, the reason why we really haven't talked may be my fault. As you know, I work as an associate producer for Hidden Empire Film Group out in Los Angeles, and we just finished doing The Unthinkable. We just shot. It was crazy because we actually shot it in Lake Tahoe. There were a ton of rules and regulations. Of course, everybody had to mask up. If you know anything about making a movie, shooting an entire film while wearing a mask for 16, 17, 18 hours a day is not easy. Temp checks every day, COVID tests every 3 days. pretty much worked in it wasn't like 100% a bubble, but it was pretty close to being a bubble. We knocked it out. We got a fearless leader. Director Deion Taylor is actually changing the game. He co-wrote this script while on quarantine. It's a movie about the pandemic that was shot during the pandemic. It's called Don't Fear.
But he made national news this week when he became the first major motion picture not only to start up during the pandemic safely, living in a bubble in Placer County, but also the very first major motion picture to wrap. There are 11 currently listed by the Producers Guild in production right now. His was the first up and running.
You know, obviously testing every other day, you know, testing 65 people every other day was extremely hard to do, but we pulled it off, man. We made a really, really great film, man. I'm really excited about it.
Starring my man, T.I.
Hold on, I got to back you up a second. So hold on. So this man, he wrote this movie during COVID, was able to get it shot, found actors. Like, how did this all, I mean, you part of the group. How'd you do this so fast?
So they came up with this idea. We all pitched in on ideas on what we wanted to see in the movie, you know, via computer. So I was still stuck here in Kansas City. So every day, like, Deion don't sleep. So every day, he's like, okay, here's the concept. Boom, boom, what do you think? You know, I'll write notes like, okay, I think this should go here. This should happen. This dialogue's like this. This dialogue should be that. Then my man John Furrier would clean it up. Meanwhile, Deion was putting his little touches on the script at the same time calling every single union to make sure we had clearance to do it, like the Screen Actors Guild, you know, all the different unions that represent the photographers, editors, set designers, costume designers. So we got clearance from all the unions. You know, he was back and forth scouting this location. We shot it in this lodge, because the story is about a haunted lodge, so to speak. Just getting all the clearance. It was crazy, and just, you know, it was quick, man. We shot the entire movie in 17 days.
So what's the next step?
Well, great segue. Actually, a portion of the movie theaters in the United States, including AMC, are going to open on August 21st.
So we're going to do this, huh?
They are. I'm not.
I was curious on what pronoun you're going to use. They, not so much you.
I got to keep it real, especially with you and all your fantastic listeners of the Kansas City Morning Show. I'm still not going.
They can't bribe you with even a little bit more?
I am a man of science. And I respect science. And it's not just about me, but, you know, I have small kids and family members. And, like, I may not get sick, but I don't want to carry something that I could potentially pass on to somebody else because I'm sitting up in a movie theater watching something that I could easily still watch from the comfort of my home because y'all been sending me links since March 15th. I just don't think we're in the clear yet. So I'm not going back, personally, I'm not going back to a movie theater until we get that all clear whistle. You know how when you're in elementary school, you used to have a fire drill, tornado drill,
uh-huh.
And the first bell meant go duck and hide. And then they did that little tweet tweet bell, which meant it was all clear. I'm waiting on a little tweet tweet bell.
So what are we talking about today? We got anything out? We got anything that's going to fit our new COVID criteria?
Well, let's keep it KC. One of the biggest stories of the summer broke the other day. The reboot of The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, thanks to a dude from Kansas City, Missouri.
Who I used to hoop with, Sean. Morgan was on my basketball team. We played basketball together for years.
He's local. He's local, local. Like, this is a big deal.
This is a huge deal.
Look at you. The only reason why you're not in jail is because Uncle Phil called in a favor.
This is the first time that I heard something. I was like, yo, that's an idea that is brilliant.
You heard Will Smith say it. It is a brilliant idea. He's talking about this guy, Lee Simonone's Morgan Cooper. How he felt about Morgan's newest project, Bel-Air, it has gone viral. How many views has this gotten on the internet?
Yeah, you know, honestly.
Millions.
Millions, yeah. I don't really keep track of the views, to be honest with you, but I know it's quite a bit. So
Morgan Cooper used to work for Strange Music, man.
Yeah.
He's responsible for a lot of the images you see related to Tech N9ne. The dude's he's actually a brilliant cinematographer, dude, but he's also a gifted writer. But the cool thing about it is it's already in a bidding war. Like,
oh, wow.
HBO Max, they want it. Peacock, they want it. And, of course, Netflix, they want it. So, He's looking good, man.
Can you set up a time? Yo, I want to talk to Morgan because I haven't seen that dude. I mean, I knew he was doing big things.
He's elusive, man. He's like the Black Howard Hughes. What's the biggest reboot thus far? What show has successfully rebooted? This could be bigger than Fuller House. Casey's never been in a better place in terms of his relationship with Hollywood than it is right now, because Kevin Willmott,
yes, sir,
also from Kansas City, won an Oscar last year for co-writing BlacKkKlansman. He has a new movie coming out next week. So we're going to make next week's show. It's going to be dedicated to Kansas City filmmaking.
I love that. Let's do this one real quick. We got a Jamie Foxx flick out, right?
Yeah, we got to do Jamie Foxx. I've been arguing for like the past couple of weeks. I've been telling people Jamie Foxx is the Jay-Z of actors. In my opinion, he's the most versatile actor who's ever worked in the biz. He could do it all. You got to remember, he's already won an Oscar, so he got the credibility. But who else can do comedy? Because he's funny.
Yep.
Who else can do action? Because he's good at that. Who else can bring real people to life effectively? Come on, Bandini Brown and Ali, Ray Charles and Ray. Dude's a stone cold killer when it comes to acting. And the dude can actually do stand-up comedy, and he can legitimately sing. Nobody's better than Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx is my man, number one. He's in this new movie on Netflix opening today called Project Power.
Welcome to Project Power. Our goal is simple. The next evolution of the human species.
Here, take one of those before. It can make you strong. It can make you invisible. You never know what your power is until you try it.
You push that power, don't you?
Yeah. On the streets, they're talking about superpowers, but they're not talking about how one hit could kill you.
The movie's mediocre, but because Jamie Foxx is in it, he elevates it. Also features Joseph Gordon-Levitt and a newcomer. Her name is Dominique Fishback. Keep your eye on her. She was in this series on HBO called The Deuce, which I love, which dealt with pornography in New York in the 1970s. I know it sounds dirty, but it was actually an engaging watch. And she was also in the criminally underrated movie The Hate U Give a couple of years ago. She's dope. She's actually 29 years old, and she's playing like a high school student in this movie. So that shows her. That shows you her range.
Jamie Foxx weekend. That's what I'm going to get out of this. This is going to be a Jamie Foxx weekend, and I'm all right with that. I'm totally all right with that.
Because here's how I shut people up with the Jamie Foxx argument. Jamie Foxx as Ray Charles eats Denzel Washington's lunch when it comes to Denzel as Malcolm X.
Shots fired. You heard it here first. That's on the record on your KC Morning Show.
On the record. It will forever be on the record. Scene per scene, shot per shot, Jamie kills Denzel.
Sean Edwards, your Fox 4 and KC Morning Show film critic. Here's what I want to do, Sean. I want us, because I hate Zoom, but this is the new now. I don't call it the new normal because it's not normal. This is just the new now.
Let's do it on Zoom.
But I do want to. I miss you, man. Let's do a Zoom call. Let's have some drinks. Let's strategize, because we were talking off air, and I'm gonna put it on air now. When this thing is over, when we officially get a chance to get released into the wild, we are going to throw the biggest block party KC bash that has ever been seen.
Gotcha. I got so many ideas, you know, and I didn't really get a chance to celebrate my 20th anniversary.
Right, right. That's, which was criminal. We should have celebrated that for a week at least.
I know. I've been talking to the people at Motown. I want to do something cool with that. And then I want to do the ultimate Prince versus Michael Jackson party.
Oh, you know, ooh.
I survived COVID-19 party. We missed the Negro Leagues 100th anniversary this
year.
Yes,
we did.
Gotta go
yep.
back to that. My man Jock Max is in the house. I've been conceptualizing this idea to do a hip hop brunch every Sunday. Like,
oh, I love that.
Man, I've been locked up in the house thinking. Like, I've been in the house thinking, man. This has been good for me. I've been thinking.
Well, let's keep scheming. All right, we'll keep scheming and put something together.
Man, I haven't just been brainstorming. I've been brain thunderstorming. With hail, softball size hail.
Sean, there you go. Love you, brother. We'll see you.
Mask on so we can get to these parties.
Mask now, party later. That's what I've been seeing. Let's do that.
Like Future said, mask on.
Sean Everdraw, I'll see you next week, brother.
All right, man.
The KC Morning Show.
Sports, sports, sports. Let's do a sports, sports, sports.
Sports.
Yeah, welcome in. It's time for your favorite part of the program, and that's sports, of course.
Ooh, sports, of course. That should be a thing.
The Chiefs.
It's easy. Put that on a shirt.
The Chiefs made they made some national news.
First, George Kittle, $15 million per year on a massive extension. And now sources say that the Chiefs are closing in on a deal with their star tight end, Travis Kelce. He is expected to get a deal of at least 5 years, possibly one more tacked on to the end. And the total, the average per year, should get kind of close to around where George Kittle is. Structure is going to be a little different, of course, just because it's going to be a third deal for Travis Kelce. Very different part of his career. But the main thing is for the Kansas City Chiefs, who did a big deal for Patrick Mahomes, did a big deal for Chris Jones, another of their star players they are keeping right home.
The Chiefs had $177 worth of salary cap.
that was it, really?
To begin this offseason, they've managed to bring home, as Ian Rappaport of NFL Network said. Now, it's been Mahomes, it's been Jones, it's been Travis Kelce. Amazing. 4 year extension, $57 million worth of new money. This has been Patrick Mahomes' favorite target. He's been a fan favorite in Kansas City since he came to the team in 2013 and 2014. And now he's tied to the Chiefs until he's 36 years old.
I like that.
In football years, I mean, unless he goes to a team at the end of his career, which you sometimes see, depending on how it goes, whether a team thinks you're done or not or whatever, he'll play the majority of his year, at least, in Kansas City, which is great. He has said in the past he wants to play for the Chiefs forever. So this is a good guy to get behind. And amazing job.
Did he take a little bit less money? Is he another one of those guys that took less for more rings kind of deal?
Certainly, especially when you look at the structure. But the Chiefs are trying this new structure thing, and I'm not going to bore you on this show with like the details of the contracts they're trying to do, but essentially it's taking less in the signing bonus to give the team more flexibility. So it's putting the trust in the team, which you rarely see. The players are usually just trying to get as much money as they can as soon as they can, but the Chiefs are trusting the team, and they're saying, we're going to give you this flexibility to figure out how to keep us all here under a certain threshold. And Kelce agreed, Jones agreed, and Mahomes agreed, and now they're able to stay together. And that's going to be a huge advantage. If you can get the players to buy into that, which is not common, you're in really great shape. So good on the Chiefs for being able to figure that out and keep this thing
Chiefs
together. The Royals. Wow. They're rolling here. Salvador Perez had three hits, a home run, and a double, as the Royals beat Cincinnati 5-4 on Wednesday for their fifth win in six games. The Royals, they started slow, but unlike other recent years, they're digging themselves out of the hole that they've created. They're 8-11, and now they're only four games back of the Minnesota Twins, who they have this weekend for four games. So if you sweep them again like you did last weekend, you're tied for first in a sense. You know, the other team's coming to play in that. But 7-10 on Friday, 6-10 on Saturday, 1-10 on Sunday, and 7-10 on Monday, four games with the Twins. The goal should be you take three out of four. And if you're able to do that, and all of a sudden you're 11-12 with what would be 40 games to play, you're cooking with gas, as we say in the show.
Ooh, ooh. I mean, could we be good? What the hell, man? What?
I don't know if good.
In the biggest year of ironies, 2020 has made no sense. Of course the Royals could be pretty solid. Of course we would be.
I would consider a good weekend for them, three of four games. It's hard to win all the games in baseball. It's a little unrealistic to think about. If they're able to pull that off, they're right in the mix. And I think there's a good case for them being all right this year. And if you can just get in the playoffs, this is a weird year. Get in the baseball playoffs. You never know what can happen. And so, again, it's a big weekend. This is the classic Royals weekend. Let's just be honest here. I'm going to be honest with you. Where they lose all four. And you're like, why did we get excited? It is. So let's see if they don't. You know, I hate to jinx them. Sporting's back in action next Friday. Hartzell, did you know this?
I did know this. I got an email about this.
Minnesota United. Looks like there's six games on the sporting calendar. So as long as Alan the Hair Polito is playing, I mean, you could expect six W's.
So I said that to the folks. I was like, yo, can I say this? I was like, can I throw this in? And they loved it. They Loved it. So, of course, that's mine now. I said that was totally my idea.
Yeah, that's par for the course.
That's your legacy. Your Sporting KC legacy that you gave Alon the hair. You gave that to him. That's yours.
Yeah. Thanks. The the Bubble Suns, the Phoenix Suns, went 8-0 in the bubble, only to miss the NBA playoffs. They showed up in Orlando because it was Memphis winning and it was Brooklyn losing and Portland winning. Phoenix, even though they went undefeated, will be out of the playoffs. And why did they go down there if they couldn't win all their games and not make the postseason? It doesn't make any sense. I guess they were one game behind going down there. It just needed some kind of help or more help. We'll never know if the Bubble Suns should have been in the playoffs, and who knows if they would have ever lost. I mean, a perfect record.
That's the real COVID conspiracy right there. They actually have reason to be upset.
They got a little screwed. I almost think that they should just be in the playoffs and until they lose. Like, maybe you give them you say we're just gonna have you play games, and if you lose one, you're out. But or your bubbles burst. But
That was a long walk to a bubble joke. A long walk to work.
15 miles, if you will.
All right. Both ways.
All right, here's some events. If don't forget, if you want to put some music on, you got to take the sound back.
Is that how Zoom works? Is that how this video works?
I wasn't sure if you knew. All right.
Well, it says I can't take it back. You got to share it back to me.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
See, you over here throwing shade.
I was not. That one day you thought you were playing some songs. All right.
I played nothing.
Here we go.
The
Hey Hey Supper Club resumes on Friday. And that is at Jay Rieger. So you got to go. You got to travel to the East Bottoms. You got to make the trek. Hartz, I know you're a West Bottoms guy. If you want to go to the Hey Hey Supper Club, begins at 5 p.m. Four course prefix food menu. Wine and spirits.
Ooh, I like that.
Reservation only. ExploreTalk.com. Irish music session outdoor tonight at 7 p.m. Limitless Brewing. That's in Lenexa, Kansas. So if you want to go to the other side of town, Parcel, the other state, if you will, state to state, bottoms to bottom, state to state. Friday night concert, Double Vision, happening at Mackin Park at 7 o'clock. Drive through job fair, on the spot hiring, 10 to 3. Here you go.
On the spot, you say.
Express Employment, Northlands and Downtown KC offices. So if you need a job, you get an immediate job offer, shipping and receiving, forklift operator. Hartzell, I think you'd be great at that.
Oh, I'm out. I am out.
Production line work.
I take a train.
You would not do well with a forklift.
I would not. Sure would not.
Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, The Mummy at the Screenland Armor. I believe that has The Rock in it, no? Or is that The Mummy?
That's two.
So you
and also The Scorpion
go
King. Nah.
Also another summer movie at the World War I Museum's They Shall Not Grow Old. That's happening today, actually, at 8:45 p.m. Pop-up performance at Tomstown. We're rolling.
Rocking and rolling.
Tonight at 8:30, Quixotic Artists happening. Farmers markets this weekend, River Market, Independence, you know the drill. Saturday jazz brunch happening at, I don't know where it's happening. Where is
Jesus
it happening?
Jesus, you had one job. It's jazz in our hearts. It's a jazz brunch in our heart. We can all partake in it.
There's jazz brunch somewhere. Oh, no, here we go. 302 West 8th Street. Jazz brunch. At the Phoenix. That's where it is, the Phoenix. That is not a well-done Facebook invite right there. You can't find where it is. Brunch Acoustic at John's Big Deck happening tomorrow at 1 o'clock. This is a thing at the Ship. Tomorrow at 7 o'clock, is that what you're doing? You're going to
my next door neighbors, yeah.
The Soul Preservers Record Party Picnic with Elgin Smith. Live Polka happening at Kansas City Beer Company at 3 o'clock on Saturday. McFadden's is having the UFC tomorrow, 8 o'clock. And then Hartzell, I know you'll be here at the Walmart drive-in. That's North K7 Highway, 7:30 p.m.
Don't do that, y'all. Don't do that. That makes me so mad. Don't
the Walmart drive-in.
Don't sell out. I know. Listen. Yeah. I'm the first one that says, hey, I sell out in a heartbeat. It's not selling out. It's buying in. But in this situation, no.
It's cheaper. They have candy.
Don't do it. Damn the man. Damn the man. Save the empire.
Get the family out there to Walmart. I mean, this is going to be a blowout. So that's all I got.
Some great events, Pete. Some great events, my friend.
It is going to be a
Jesus, Pete.
What? It's going to be a great weekend.
Woo! On that note, Peter, give me a letter so you can get your nasty ass out of here.
F.
Dirty boy today.
F. Oh. What?
Don't Peter F. Sween. The F stands for just, you know what? F it. Don't forget it.
The KC Morning Show.
It's your KC Morning Show. Pete, say goodbye, buddy.
It stands for front door.
I'm going to shut it.